The governor put out a budget, a lot of pro-Adirondack proposals. So when we testified at the first legislative hearing on the budget, we highlighted the parts we liked and expressed some concerns. The highlights were a $10 million increase in the dedicated Environmental Protection Fund, more money for land acquisitions, state land stewardship of the lands that have been protected, invasive species, more money for community grants, really helping the two big things the council's working on, both better protection of wilderness and helping communities. The things we highlighted for the legislature are where there's some opportunities for them to build on the governor's proposal. And there's two things specifically. One is making sure we have dedicated money for clean water infrastructure grants for Adirondack North Country communities. We do have a loan program, but that really doesn't help small communities with the unfunded mandates and the tax cap. So there's a $5.4 billion one-time settlement coming into the state this year, and we're advocating for some of that money to be dedicated to clean water infrastructure. The other issue that we've highlighted for the legislature is to pay for the $10 million increase with the Environmental Protection Fund to $172 million with real estate transfer tax revenue. That Environmental Protection Fund shrank from $255 million. The increase to $172 million is a good step towards our goal of $200 million, but that should be paid for with the real estate transfer revenues. There's a proposal in the budget to use green energy funds to pay for that increase, and we oppose that way of funding the EPF increase.
What's the danger of using the green energy funds?
The green energy funds are needed for green energy projects, and the real estate transfer revenues are available and should be used to restore the Environmental Protection Fund for the land acquisition to clean water, clean air projects that build on this 100-plus year legacy of the Adirondack Park and help environmental projects everywhere in the state. And a study found for every dollar we spend out of the Environmental Protection Fund, there's $7 of positive economic impact across the state.
It seems I've noticed clean water is becoming a huge issue. Why now? What is it about clean water right now that seems to be making this either surge or resurgence of concern?
I would say it's a resurgence, Pat. 100 years ago, 123 years ago, the Adirondack Park was formed. And it gave us this huge legacy that we now hold in our hands, and it was formed in part to protect clean water. Now we have invasive species, we have some backcountry subdivision development proposals, we have threats that are really making us worry about whether or not that water is going to be clean 100 years from now. So we are making specific proposals for how the Adirondack Park Agency could update its rules to better manage state land and oversee state land along with the DEC, Department of Environmental Conservation, and the private land to make sure we better protect that water so we don't lose it.
I noticed in some of your releases, you appear to express some optimism regarding at least the assembly side of the state legislature. You praised the new speaker and his appointment of the chair of the Environmental Conservation Committee. What about the Senate, and overall, what are your expectations?
Lots of changes going on in Albany. Shelley Silver stepped down. We have Steve Englebright, the new chair in the Environmental Conservation Committee, longtime environmental friend, and he's been up to the Adirondacks in the North Country. We have Senator O'Meara as the new chair in the Senate, and he was a sponsor of the invasive species bill that became law last year. So he's done some things that we have cheered. He also supported hydrofracking, and so many of us in the environmental community had a disagreement with him over that. We hope we can move forward. More importantly, we have a delegation from the Adirondack North Country that understands our issues and understands the need to protect the environment as a key to a stronger economy.
What are some of the more regionalized projects that you're going to be watching?
The rail corridor is a great opportunity to invest funds in that, whether it be rail or recreational, and make sure we protect and manage that corridor to help the communities. There's really an opportunity to better highlight the Adirondacks as a global resource and a global example of how we can protect nature and have a thriving economy at the same time. And so making sure we have hamlet-focused redevelopment like the Hotel Saranac in Saranac Lake, making sure that moves forward, while at the same time looking for ways to do a better job of protecting the forest land and backcountry, the wilderness of the Adirondacks. Some of it's privately owned, some of it's public. That's fine to have that mixture of public and private. It's good. But we need better incentives to make sure that we preserve that intact forest, because that's what gives us the clean water and clean air that protects our public health.
The Adirondack Council is advocating for a number of initiatives, including increased budgets for the Department of Environmental Conservation and the Adirondack Park Agency. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.